All right, guys, this is a second part of tonight's show, so it's going to be kind of weird. But, you know, when we were doing what you just listened to is Bill Kastens. He's older. He's having the cancer issues. And when he got done talking, he was pretty much done. So that's just the way that is. But we have Mark with us from West Tennessee, and he's trying to build an amazing show in West Tennessee for the surrounding states. How you doing, Mark? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, Clint, good to be with you. I appreciate being able to be on your show here. I'm Mark Moore. I serve as president of West Tennessee Fur Takers of America 24C. We're in the process of second official year, third unofficial year, for trying to put a six-state event. It is more on the middle and west Tennessee end, but try to bring trappers together from six states. We've named it the Mid-South Rendezvous, which, by the way, if anybody came last year, we got a lot of new logos and what have you. We're really promoting NTA, FTA unification, and that's going to be pretty neat, banners and so on and such like. Anyway, we're trying to bring trappers from, if you can do a mental picture of West Kentucky and coming around to the west, get to Boot Hill, Missouri, and then eastern Arkansas, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and then kind of a vertical line from up there up to Nashville and everything west. I mean, that's kind of like, if you had, say, our target area, it's going to we'd love to have any trapper from anywhere. You know, we went up to the National, NTA National, up in Springfield, and I carried flyers up there for our event this year. Any state that touched Tennessee, including the Carolinas and what have you, we put our Mid-South Trapper's Rendezvous flyer under that windshield wiper. You know, we're glad to have anybody here. We've made some changes since last year. We have rented the Gibson County Fairgrounds. That's our county seat in Trenton, Tennessee. The Gibson County Fairgrounds, and which what that does is it makes us totally weatherproof, which we were not. We were partially weatherproof last year. Our vendor area and all was covered, but the demo area was open, even though, you know, we didn't have the bad weather. Certainly didn't have great weather, but no rain. But this year, the demo area is under a 60 by 120 foot pavilion. And so we'll have our traditional beaver pond and our land set a demo area with the bleachers around. We're growing over here in West Tennessee. We bought a brand new wireless intercom system. It'll have a wireless microphone, very much like what an entertainer might use, but more particular to us. It'll have a headset with a battery pack on your belt. So now when you come up, Clint, you know, last time you just had to speak up. But now we'll have a wireless mic, and the demo guys will have their hands free, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that'll make a big difference.
So we're weatherproof. We've got a totally enclosed, heated and cooling, cooled vendor building this year. So there, if it's hot, there'll be the vendors in. We only got 35 spots. I know last time I checked, we had 25 vendors signed up, and that was going to take more than the spots we had. Some of them needed, they're 10 by 10 spots, and some of them needed 10 by 20 spots. But anyway, but there's plenty of areas out on the grounds that for the canopies and the tailgaters out there. We got lots of crowd room. Doing an all-day concessions this time. Last year, we tried to do a big fish fry, and it was a tremendous hit. Like, killed us, but it was a tremendous hit. But the general area idea was to make food availability throughout the day rather than in a brief period of time. So we've got some really good, terribly unhealthy food, greasy cheeseburgers and hamburgers. And we've got a new product called chicken on a stick. Really, it's a chicken kebab. It's got potatoes and peppers and onion and pickle and all on a big stick. It's basically a meal on a stick. Lots of good lemonade and cold drinks and water, and I mean, it'll be available all day, 9 to 3. Man, what a list of demonstrators we've got this year. We had a couple of repeat guys because we had such a tremendous response of people saying, ask them back. Robert Waddell's coming up. Yeah, I know you know Robert well. Yeah, one of the credentials that a lot of people know about Robert was he went out to that National Coyote Trapping Association out in New Mexico. I went out and found out. I only thought I knew something about catching at least Western coyotes, but he won that 4 years in a row. We're pleased that he's coming. He's got a lot that he can tell people.
Well, he's definitely
that will help them. Doug McKenzie, you know, he's here in Tennessee, over in your neck of the woods, but mm-hmm. he's always the Fur Takers College. He's always has a professorship there, and just as soon as he gets out of the Fur Takers College, then he'll be coming up here, and he's going to do a snaring demo. John Daniels. Feel really pleased to have him. You know, he's the new president-elect of the NTA, the National Trappers Association. And
amen.
I have not seen it, but I've had numerous people tell he does a multi-species waterline demo that I know he said he hadn't done it in 3 or 4 years, and he has only done it at national conventions only. And he's going to come and do that. So we're really pleased, and John is really responding to our request to bring the NTA membership and FTA membership even closer together. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. Not going to forget our ADC guys. You certainly know a bunch about that. Micah Seavers, he is a riot. Mm-hmm. I mean, but very knowledgeable. He's from Kentucky. He's going to do one on skunks, squirrels, and coons, so that's pretty widespread. But I guarantee you it'll be a good demo. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've done several demos, but I've never done any demo on a national scale. And I'm going to do one from 11 to 12. If people won't go eat lunch, that'll be the one they'll want to go on because they won't miss a whole lot. But river trapping. And I know you know something about that. Was it you and Newt that did a river tape?
Yeah, it was me and Newt. And, you know, me and Cindy, we're moving to the river this fall, so I'm going to be getting back into the river stuff heavy.
Well, that's kind of the direction I'm going to go, but I was going to tell you, for 3 years, that's all I did. And I went researching for information on, boy, what kind of vessel should I start with? How's that going to be different? And the video that you had was that, which I've watched numerous times, that was about all I could find. So I made a lot of mistakes, Clint, when I did river trapping. And so I can tell people where I started and where I wound up. Now, I haven't trapped on the river now. If I don't, this year it'll be the third year since I trapped there. But, you know, we got that 72-hour check law on lethal sets now.
Big difference.
I think that could revolutionize a serious water grapper, because it could do one branch or one river one day. You know, you can have three different wings and check a new wing every day, but it still stayed within the 72-hour check. So I'm really, that piqued my interest. But anyway, basically my demo, I won't be teaching really individual sets, but I'll tell them how I started with the canoe and went through outboards and mud motors and the layout that I do use when I do trap in my boat. I think it'll be pretty interesting. Robert Waddell's going to do one on wet weather canines.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have your own style when you're trying to keep a line in wet weather, and I and many others, you're not green by any means, but can always use further instruction on tips to how to keep my canine line operating when it's raining every other day.
There's just a bunch of
good topics and good teachers that are going to be there. I'm excited.
Well, let me say something about Robert. Robert's really well known in the FTA side. He's not that well known in the NTA side. So if someone doesn't know who Robert is, and you have the ability to go talk to him or go watch his demo, he's without a doubt one of the top tier trappers in America. No doubt in my mind whatsoever.
He is. I can't keep up with him on his work ethic. He's a few years my younger, but buddy, when you see his ad for trapping instruction and he says 14 to 16 hour days, if you think he's kidding you, you better wake up, because he's not. And he'll be going at hour 15 just as hard as he is at hour one.
Well, that's what happens when you go
in the rain. He's something.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you some other stuff we're doing.
Okay.
Trapping community, you know, we advertise this year in several of the magazines. A lot of people know about this event, but we really are put some new things in place relative to family activities and children that are brand new this year, because again, 24C, one of our efforts is trapper education and introducing new people to trapping. And so we're thinking in a six state area, we can get some families. You can bring your son or your grandson, and he can go big game hunting on our BB gun range. He may run into a rhinoceros, or you know, maybe a pterodactyl that he shoots down, but he can come to our BB gun range and shoot a BB gun for as long as he wants to, or she, granddaughters and daughters, as long as they can cock that BB gun and point it down range and fire it, they can shoot.
That'd be good.
I got something that you'll like, and you can got a tomahawk throw range. Gonna have two big target, stand back and throw a tomahawk. Gonna do a little contest probably on all these different things.
That'll work, man.
Got a youth archery range. We've got three brand spanking new, now they're low poundage compounds for probably 13 year olds on down, but we've got two high school boys that are going to be manning the archery range, and they're going to have their compounds, and we'll have heavier targets, but we've got targets and arrows and bows, and we want granddad and granddaughter, we want grandmama and grandson, or you and your son, or what, that's who we want. We've got a guy that's going to come teach primitive fire making techniques or skills. Gonna show flint and steel with different products, steel wool, a bow and drill, probably a bit lighter, but how to make a tinder bundle, where to get materials to build a fire if you're in wet weather conditions. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have like 4-hour, 1-hour and 15-minute classes. And it's rumored, I don't know whether it's for sure, but I think any young person, probably 12 years old, or I saw him have a pretty good bag of fire making, flint and steel, I saw. And I know he had mentioned about maybe some of the young people come and take the class that they'll leave with a small fire making kit that they can, when they go in the woods squirrel hunt, you know, when they get home that night or the next day squirrel hunt, they can slip that in their back pocket and they won't be, if something did happen and they'd make a fire, they'd have a lot better chance. We're hoping that's going to take place. Flint napping, we've got last year we didn't have a flint napper, and we've got a guy coming to show us how to nap some arrowheads and knife points, and of course all these guys, he makes some wicked flint knives that he'll have and be for sale. But then we'll have, you know, we're planning on having a women's skillet toss and egg toss for kids and trap setting contests. And I almost left out a lot of people, we call it the trap ball throw, where the kids come and they we suspend a trap that's cocked and ready to go, and they throw till they hit the pan. If they hit the pan, set the trap off with a baseball, they get a trap of some kind, 110 or something that would be age appropriate. And quite frankly, we're going to try and make sure that everybody has a ball to throw enough till they hit it. Seeing a lot of, I'm using all kinds of good stuff is going to take place. So I'm more excited about this. To think that we're bringing a national convention event on a more local level, and it just, if we bring trappers together and some young people learn about trapping, and we educate some trappers and bring in some new trappers, I'm gonna be thrilled. And we're looking for 600 to 1,000 people. Our local TV affiliate, ABC affiliate, is the WBBJ, and we're running 32 spots that are really focused around family activities and directed to those people to come. Again, let me tell everybody, it's the Gibson County Fairgrounds, and it's in Trenton, Tennessee. We're about 20 minutes north of Jackson on I-40. It's all day. Vendors are welcome to come in Friday night or 7 to 8 Saturday morning, and we'll get you a place set up somewhere that will be good. And things happen at 8 o'clock, and we go till 4. And there's a lot of things I can't tell you about, Clint, that I don't know what's gonna happen. I can't tell you that it's a really good chance that a Black Hawk helicopter is gonna come and land on the fairground and hang out there for 3 or 4 hours, because if I say that, I will jinx it, and the National Guard will not do that. But rumor has it, it's a pretty good chance that one's coming in.
Well, don't say it then.
Did I tell you that I mean, we're growing, but people being, we bought us our first ever sound system, and we bought a good one.
Yeah, you did.
All right, I mentioned about the wireless mic and all of that.
Uh-huh, that's very helpful.
All right. Well, we're just trying to present a first-rate program that everybody will come and have a good time and talk about and say, you know, that was
That was a great event. I had a good time. I can't wait till next year. That's what I'm shooting for.
Are you?
We're working hard.
I can tell that you are. Are you on the board of the FTA, Mark?
Not presently. I do serve as the committee chairman for the Charlie Dobbins Scholarship Committee. You know, for about 5 years, I've been the chairman on that, and we've increased. Last year, we were able to increase that scholarship from $500 to $1,000. And so anybody that's got a high school senior that is going to be biology-related or agriculture-related, anything that might be a benefit to trapping, if they'll write a few papers, we're going to give one away another $1,000 this coming year. We do that right before the national committee. I did serve as a temporary board member on the, I don't remember what it was, the death of a board member. Anyway, they had a vacancy spot and needed someone to, or wanted me to fill in the rest of that. I did do that, but I'm not currently on the board, no, but I try to be active.
Well, the reason I wanted is, I was asking you that, Mark, is the guys that put on the FTA convention in Virginia this year.
Yes.
If you could get them to come up with some type of SOP that they could share with the other FTA groups and the NTA, that was the best ran convention that I've ever been to in my life.
Is that right? What a compliment to those guys. Virginia guys, what a compliment. You ought to be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any way that they could, I mean, I don't, you know, just have a round table and explain what they did and try to come up with an SOP, because it was superb.
We would be wide open, because, I mean, we're doing this for trappers. And so, you know, we're growing over here in West Tennessee. We're not going to sit around, and I refuse to be president of a group that's not relevant.
Right.
I'm just not going to do it. That's one of the things, I don't want to hurt your back, but I appreciate about you is that you're walking the walk, and that's what we're trying to do over here too. So I appreciate being associated with you and the venue that you give us, and because I truly hope everybody's listening. If you'll come, you'll be glad you did, and bring your wife and bring your children. They'll be glad they came. It's just going to be some good old-fashioned country folks fun, first-rate instructions, and who knows what kind of vendors and tailgaters will be there. That's always an exciting thing, but you'll be around good people. And this old boy, Clint, of course, you know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this country needs.
Yeah.
That's what America needs. We need family and ethics and personal integrity and the kind of people that come to these events. That's the kind of people we're growing.
Right.
So, hoping you're going to come up with plans next year. I know this is a little in advance, but plans are next year. And we'll get the information out as quick as we can, but we're planning on going to a two-day event. Come in Thursday evening, an event all day Friday, and possibly some kind of a catered, maybe a fundraising meal, maybe not. We're nonprofit. We're not trying to make big bucks. But a meal Friday night, and then second day events on Saturday and close Saturday evening. So that's hadn't been approved by my board yet, but that's on the drawing table, and it looks like it's going to happen. If it does, you know, I've already said something to you. I'm extending an invitation on the air right now. I'd like for you to come and be one of the demonstrators, because I've seen some of your demos, and you've got stuff worth listening to. So anyway, we'll talk about that more later. But what I want out is our plans next year be a two-day event instead of a one. But this year, come, it's going to be great. It's just going to be great.
Okay, you give us the dates one more time before we sign up, Mark.
All right, it's this coming Saturday, September the 21st, pre-registration, 7 to 8 a.m. All events start from 8 and end at 4.
Okay.
There is a $5 gate for anybody that's 12 years old and older, $5. And then anybody that's 11 years old or younger, you walk through, you come on in.
You got to pay for the fairground somehow.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm hoping next year, I'm hoping we can get it to $10, Clint. But I'm just saying, people will know when they come that money is not our main motivator. But yes, we're in a business world, and yeah, we have to put up $1 million liability policy before they'll let us rent the fairgrounds and concessions for $600 to $1,000. It takes money to do it,
mm-hmm.
But boy, we got some great supporters, sponsors this year, and I'm so grateful for them. Bigger and better, I promise you. Like always, our number one weakness is we need more manpower. We need more people to come into trapping and feed that mountain man passion that they've got down deep within and learn the way the real world works and how Mother Nature really is. But you know what a great way to bring up a family and kids.
I totally agree, man. Well, I appreciate you sharing this with us.
So, Clint, anytime I can help you, I'll be glad to do it. I thank you again and all the folks out there. It's a pleasure for me to be able to address you, and I hope I've said something that would benefit you in some way. You're invited. Come on.
Okay. Appreciate it, Mark.
Thank you, Clint.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
All right, guys, y'all heard it. It's a convention this weekend. He's really, really trying. Mark's doing everything he can. The audio on this, the way I normally do audio on a phone, for some reason, Bill Gates must have it out for me because it would not work through the computer. So this was a little janky, but I hope you still got something out of it anyway. And you know, one thing that Mark said that I really liked was a mountain man passion. Just think about that a little bit. Do you still have it? I hope you do. And it's one of those things we need to instill into other people, because I believe most people have that in them if they only get a chance to express it.